6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, June 21st, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We've got our 15% off site-wide sale going on right now at the Power Mall, which excludes dropship products. But it's going on until the 30th. So you got till the end of the month, as we know it, to get these sale items, everything on site-wide except dropship, 15% off. Extra savings also on the closeout items. You don't have to put in a code because we've already figured it all out for you. When you hit checkout, the discounts will apply. For those of you dialing in by phone or can't get to us any other way by phone, we have a listen-only line, 631-359-8232. That's 631-359-8232, where you can call up and feel like a dignitary listening on the phone. We also, at the Power Mall, by the way, Good Health Naturally, we ran out of the Blockbuster All Clear. Well, it's now back in stock. This powerful enzyme and antioxidant formula in a delayed-release capsule is available in an eco-friendly, recyclable refill pouch. With proteolytic enzymes and antioxidant formula, healthy for you and the planet. If you're surfing our site at thepowerhour.com, please consider making a contribution to the Power Hour because that's what keeps us on the air. And, of course, follow us on socialtruthsocial.com. We're there. The Power Hour and Power Hour host. You have to type that at sign in first, which is your ship number two. We'll get you there. Today, we have Perrier at the bottom of this hour. Dr. Brian Artis finally is going to be joining us at the top of next. All sorts of interesting things going on in our news. One of the things that I did want to discuss first off, out of the gate, I have sent our producer a PDF copy of a 48-page document. It's entitled Domestic Electromagnetic Spectrum Operations, or DEMSO. That's the acronym for Electromagnetic Pulse Defense. It's a resiliency guide for 2022. It has been approved for public release, distribution unlimited. So I'm putting it out there. It's a 48-page document if you so choose to read it. It was developed with the EMP Shield folks in conjunction with Joint Base San Antonio and the city of San Antonio, which goes into a metropolitan statistical area as far as the ability to defend itself. It talks all about state and local government awareness, protection, mitigation, response, recovery. This is a report I think you're going to want to read because it pretty much, from looking at what I saw in this report, runs the gamut of what the rest of the country is going to be facing. Now, what's the difference between Texas and the rest of the country? Texas is on its own grid. It's got its own power grid. However, like the rest of the country, it's deteriorating like everything else. Texas, as of last February of 2021, went through its own hell because of the fact that the ERCOT, the Energy Reliability Council of Texas, got all political and decided to regulate where the electricity was going to go, and people suffered a lot of damage, people died. And you see, if all of a sudden, and this is something that this committee that did the study on DEMSO and the resiliency guide, which I'm making available on the Power Hour email blast you're going to be getting, has a table on there. It's on page 27 of the 48-page report. Characteristics of individual slash family at each maturity level. Oh, there's maturity levels. Or you can say maturity if you want to enunciate every single syllable for no damn reason. If you want to talk about individual and family awareness, protection, mitigation, response, and recovery, there is a five-level chart all mapped out. And a majority of America, I will tell you right now, because of the fact they suffer, they're not like us here, our listeners here on the Power Hour. We have some very smart listeners out there that understand this stuff. They are not unaware or misinformed. We'll go through awareness for level 1 through 5, just so you know. The awareness level is unaware or misinformed. See, now, some of these are apathetic as well. They didn't add this in, unaware and don't care. They think, oh, nothing like that would ever happen here. Our government. These are the ones that went out and got the jab. Don't care. Unaware and don't care. Misinformed meaning, oh, the shots are safe and effective. You see, the same kind of protocol follows electromagnetic pulse. Unaware or misinformed. Now, if they were informed and could make informed consent, maybe they'd do something about it. Maybe they wouldn't. So these are the things that you have to worry about as far as EMP. Level 2 awareness, some awareness but no knowledge of effects. In other words, well, yeah, I know that there's a possibility it could happen. You're taking the Andy Looney approach. You know, you're asking questions, but you really, it's not priority one in your life. Level 3 is what we call elevated level, which consists of basic awareness of cause and some effects. Well, yeah, the electricity could go out, but maybe it'll come back on again. You have high level, 4, fully aware, and knowledge of some of possible effects. Which means you know that if it happens, we could be in the dark ages. And level 5 is exceptional, fully aware of all possible effects and why. And what's going to happen as a result. So you've got all the political ambition. You've got all the drive. You have all that knowledge in your head. You know what's going to happen. You know about Starfish Prime. You know about Dr. Peter Vincent Pryor's article, the 18-pager, or it wasn't 18 pages, it was released in 2018. Let me back that up and correct myself, which, you know, we all have a tendency because I'm trying to get so much information out there. I'm hoping not to stumble too much. But understand, you know, we're all human and we all have different levels of comprehension, whether we choose to or not. Some of us don't want to hear this. Some of us say, oh, God, this is an ugly thought. Why are we discussing this? This is cognitive dissonance kicking in. This is you not wanting to accept the fact that EMP is not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. We had Senator Don Hall from Texas on the show saying that very same thing. I'm not the only one that's saying it is highly likely we're going to get hit with this. Why? Because our enemies know that the grid is the weakest link to taking out America. And if you wake up and you realize that and your level of awareness gets crazy, crazy, you will do something to stop it. You'll go to EMPShield.com. You'll order a unit for your car because there's only 3 wires to hook up, positive, ground, negative, in that order on your battery. So you hook up the positive side of the battery first, then hook up your ground to the chassis of the car, and then hook up the negative to your battery, and the unit will come on, and it will be active, and it will stop your car from suffering EMP, which means you'll be driving down the road, EMP hits, and you're still driving while the rest of everybody's at a dead standstill. And your mission is to get the hell away from these people as quickly as possible, even if you got to do a Texas pass and drive down the right shoulder of the road to get away from them all before they carjack you. The idea is to be able to get home, because that is where your safety net is. Or in the alternative, if you live in a major metro area and you happen to be stranded outside the city, to potentially go to your retreat where you can hunker down. It will not be pretty. Peter Vincent Pryor's report already said 9 out of 10 people will be dead in 1 year. Yet we sit there and go, oh, well, I'm going to go watch reruns of Roseanne. You know, that's more important than worrying about EMP, right? Well, see, that's the way a majority of America is thinking. We're back to that level 1, low, unaware, misinformed, well, it couldn't happen here, those kinds of people. The government will come and rescue us like hell they will. Our government is trying to destroy you. We have a depopulation agenda going on right now. So if you think they really care about you, you got another guest coming. That's the sad state of affairs in America today. Just like inflation, they're lying about that. I had a conversation with a contractor this morning, said the very same thing. He said steak prices and that, they're lying to you if they're saying they only went up 6%. It's more like 10. He said they're lying to you. And this guy's Germany, moved over here in 96 for crying out loud. He says, this is not the same America as it was when I moved here. Holy cow. See, people are waking up. They get this. He's self-employed just like me. So, you know, protection. You want to talk about the level of protection? Let's talk about no EMP or GMP protection. In other words, you don't have surge protectors in your house. You got nothing. Squat. Oh, I'm renting. My landlord will take care of it. No, he won't. He doesn't care. All he cares about is that rent check. And if you're Section 8, he sure doesn't care because the government's guaranteed payment until it doesn't, until it can't. Why? Because the grid will shut down all of the means of transferring money into his bank account. And he will be on the same level playing field as you. First, he's got to get to your rental property in order to evict you before the neighbors get to you first to steal all your food and kill you in the process. You see how that works? That's low level right there. Zero everything. Zero, I don't have an EMP shield in my car. I don't have one on my electric panel. I got nothing. I got squat. Butkus. So, you know, here's, it's the same level, low level one, unaware, misinformed, no EMP. As far as mitigation, no plan for loss of services from critical infrastructure and particularly critical lifeline functions, especially if you're elderly and you have to have an oxygen tank that relies on electricity to generate itself and move and put oxygen in your system. They have no response plan and no recovery plan. They are SOL, and I think you know what that acronym stands for. Without me violating all sorts of FCC laws, but in German it's called Scheiße. Just so you know. They're going to have to look that up, all right? So they won't get that before you do, but I think you know where I'm going with this, where I say SOL. These people are totally unaware. These are the people that are going to panic. These are the people that are going to go breaking into people's homes, trying to steal their food, kill them in the process. These are the ones that are going to go into panic mode, and most of them are in the major cities. So if you are in a major city, perhaps you really need to think about your relocation effort, which is why a lot of people are voting with their feet and leaving California and places like that and moving out to the hillside, to the country, where it's going to be safer, where you can arm yourself. You're going to go to states that actually have good guns, you know? And of course, you know, some of our listeners out there are saying these are the people that are going to die if they break into my home, because these people are armed, you see. This is how it works. You arm yourself and you have 1,000 rounds for each amp. Yeah, I mean, I'm not even sure that's enough. I'm not even sure. I mean, this is what people are telling me. 1,000 rounds for every piece you own. And collect ammo in case you want to use it for barter. I mean, I'm getting all sorts of input, and these are coming from ex-military. These guys have thought ahead. Trust me, they've got tens of thousands of rounds for every single piece they own because they know people are going to stray and come on their property, and they don't want them there. And they're there for a reason, because they're refugees, and you don't want to put yourself in a situation like this. As to limited level two, as far as protection goes, these people have they won't even bother to inventory and assess their electric appliances, their computers, and mobile devices and figure out how to protect them. They have no protection whatsoever. So if you're limited, that means that, well, I'll buy a Faraday bag and I'll put my, you know, can opener in it. You see, this when you don't have that much awareness and no knowledge of the effects, this is how you act. And you think, well, the government, you're still one of those kinds that thinks the government is going to affect it, right? They're going to protect you. No, they're not. As far as mitigation, assessment of impact to loss of critical services, particularly critical lifeline functions, and drafting a mitigation plan. In other words, well, what happens if I have to breathe an oxygen machine or nebulizer to survive and all of a sudden there's no juice? Well, I have a generator with solar panels and they're in a Faraday bag, so in case it happens, I can pull them out and I still have a way to use my nebulizer. You see, that's the kind of mitigation stuff I'm talking about. You went out and got yourself a generator, some way of preserving electricity and generating electricity using solar that's not going to be affected by EMP that you can use to run your nebulizer or your oxygen tank. And it's a constant supply because the solar panels, which you have protected in a Faraday bag, have you existing. It will allow you to exist. You won't die because of lack of oxygen or you can't nebulize your drugs. As far as response goes, limited evaluation and drafting for a response plan, it's marginal. And same thing with drafting a recovery plan. It's marginal. It's limited. You got no plan. You got no food. You got no money, and you got no car, and you got no woman, and there you are. Remember that song? Yeah. Yeah, it's a 90s tune. For those of you who aren't in with that, you know, Tone Loc, I think, is the one that recorded that one. Because, see, nobody wants to be around you if you don't have all these things. And how do you think your family is going to react when all hell breaks loose, EMP occurs, and all of a sudden the electricity's out? Dad, my computer doesn't work. I can't text. My cell phone doesn't work. I can't text. And they turn into monsters in an instant. And your wife can't. The refrigerator's out. Uh-oh. What are we going to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Well, the ice is going to melt. What's going to happen after that? You see, no response plan, no drills. Nobody shuts off the electricity to see how long it will take the family to react to negative. Because once the juice goes out, the family falls apart. And people start screaming, yelling, pulling out the guns, shooting each other. Hey, murder-suicides went up during foreclosures. Don't think it won't happen if an EMP hits, because it will. This is just the human condition. All hell breaks loose. It's like, we got nothing left to live for. Now we have a suicide pact, and your house now turns into Jonestown. Wow. Then you have high-level awareness. Fully aware of knowledge, electronic devices and appliances are protected with EMP-rated protection, which means you've got a whole house EMP shield hooked up to your device. And the mitigation plan to reduce EMP in the event is implemented. That means when it happens, the EMP shunts the overvoltage to ground, and your house still works. However, you're going to have a backup plan. You're going to have solar. You're going to have something connected to EMP to the grid. And that's why we have a Power Hour TPH code to get you 15% off. You see, we're all about solutions, and we want to help you prepare for what could eventually happen. And I'm not talking about years from now. I'm talking about months from now. Because China and Russia are salivating, and the more we stick our nose... And did you notice that China is the biggest buyer right now of Russian oil? And you know that they're buddying up? And who are they buddying up against? Biden and this administration, because they think they're a bunch of morons, something we all know already. You know, the government, according to all the studies that are out right now, if you go to empshield.com, if you don't believe me, read them all. They're free. You can download them in white paper form and read them all. That way you're smart. You've done what I did, and you've got knowledge. Now you got to do something about it. Wisdom is knowledge applied. So you go out. You see, God didn't make no dummies here on this earth. And people hate Christians, which means we have an obligation to protect ourselves, our family, and potentially our neighbors. Because our neighbors, you got to find out at some point in time, you got to ask the right questions without tipping your hand that you're fully prepared. You got to find out if your neighbors are, because they'll be the first ones over here banging on your door trying to get in. Because they turned into refugees, because they didn't plan. They're level one. So you have a response plan. You've exercised it. You learned the lessons. You applied the lessons you learned, and you recover from it. So you know if you've got some sort of way to generate electricity after it all happens, you're going to survive. And the best way is with a solar powered generator. That's the only way right now I can see a mitigation plan in effect. And that's high level. Now let's talk about exceptional level here before the break. You got to be fully aware of all the possible effects and why. Why? The why part is your neighbors and the rest of the community and the city's imploding before your eyes and you having no knowledge because there's no way to communicate unless you have some way and the police departments are protected. If the police departments are not protected, then they are useless. Their police cars don't run. They have no backup generator that's protected by EMP, which is, you know, why I'd be calling your local police department saying, what's wrong with you people? Why isn't your backup generator protected? Oh, yeah, we have one. But what happens if the grid goes down and the generator doesn't kick in because EMP hit it and knocked it out? You've got to have some sort of EMP-rated protection on your main fuse box. We already know that. That's why we have EMP shields for the home. It acts like a surge protector. It installs like one. Any electrician can come over and within 20 minutes put a dual 20-amp breaker in your house, and you're done. It protects everything up to 250 feet of that box. Now you get mitigation plan. You've tested it. You refined it. It's integrated across other levels of organization, and this talks about your community being able to bounce back right away. Your police department actually having EMP devices on all of its cars You've got EMP devices on the antennas. I'm sitting here looking at one right now. It's an EMP shield that hooks to coax and it hooks to ground with a 12-gauge wire. And that means the police car's antennas and their radios are protected, and they have one on the battery. So there's two per police car. Now police can communicate with the home base, and they can say, hey, we've got problems. You need this to restore law and order. It's all about integrity to the community. If the community's not protected, then it's all up to you. It's on you personally to defend yourself, because cops are going to show up. Their police cars won't start. I had a Charlotte County, Florida cop. I showed him my EMP shield in my car. He goes, well, I'm not worried about EMP. I'm going, what do you think? Why? Why wouldn't you be worried about EMP? Well, we'll just switch to VHF. I'm going, listen, God bless America. Here's a cop. How stupid can you be? You're obviously one that's unaware or misinformed. You're level one, policeman. You're level one. You don't get the fact that your VHF is not going to work. How can people be so stupid? There are actually police departments in Kansas near where EMP Shield is made that actually are integrating all of this into their technology. It's there. Oh, by the way, we just got word the Supreme Court's not going to release Roe v. Wade right now through the Dobbs decision because of heightened tensions around the courthouse. You know, see, to me, that's obstruction of justice. Perhaps they need to go arrest all the protesters and jail them along with the January 6th people. Oh, they won't do that. See, nothing ever works properly. It doesn't work like that, folks. It just doesn't work like that. You know, if you don't have a recovery plan for level 5, you are not going to survive. You have to have a plan. And these plans have to be implemented with other levels of organization. That's how it works, folks. That report is going to be available on your blast that you get in your email, but you got to subscribe. We're going to be back at the bottom of the hour to talk to Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay and its benefits and uses. You'll want to stay tuned if you don't know about this. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregaresp, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Tuesday, June 21st, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us. You know, we try to educate and inform because we're all about solutions here. And for those of you that are deteriorating, because the older we get, I've noticed that, you know, things don't work the way they used to. And a lot of it has to do with our environment and the number of the amount of garbage we consume. And it's not so much the It could be environmental toxins as well as all that junk food we like. I know it's really hard. You can't separate me from a bag of Cheetos. I'm sorry. Once those cheese puffs hit my hand, man, that bag is gone. And it's got all that crap in it that's not good for you. And see, we all have our little vice. And mine is not going to be Cheetos if all hell breaks loose. But I'll tell you what, it's nice to know. Besides the 15% off site-wide sale, that also applies to calcium bentonite clay. And we've got Perrier on the phone. You can buy this in 1 or 4 pound sizes. It's a 16-ounce or half gallon. It's detox clay powder, and it's a great way to detox your system. Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Dave. Looking forward to it. I always love being with you guys.
Well, we appreciate you, and thanks for taking time out. You know, you have a BS degree and a background in chemistry, biology, and veterinary science. I mean, this is awesome, folks. You were dealing with somebody that's been in the business since the early 1990s and understand what bentonite clays do. So this is not an infomercial. You know, please get that out of your head. We never have people on the show to sit there and try and push products that we don't believe in. But we like to educate, because if you think when you go to our website at thepowermall.com and you're buying these products, especially now till the end of the month, we got the site-wide sale going on. Okay, yes, now I'm pushing. The thing is that we're dropping the price so you can afford it, because I know a lot of people are having a hard time with this inflation the way it's going, and we want you to get, you know, we don't want you to suffer at the hands of this, if we can help out. And that's what we're doing. We're all about solutions here. So, Perry, as far as this Nature's Own Miracle Cure Living Clay, I mean, that's your new book. It's out now. We're carrying it on the Power Mall. Can you give us the – I'm going to ask you for the 40,000-foot view again. What does your book go into, first off?
What is my book what?
Go into. What do you talk about in the book?
Oh, it goes into everything about clay, the history of clay, it tells you how it works, why it is so powerful, how it's made. I mean, if God makes it, it's a volcanic ash. And it explains how it detoxes the body. And when you take it internally, yet the particle size is too large to go through the colon wall. It also is a catalyst that works with enzymes in the body to create things the body's missing that the clay doesn't even contain. So that's one of the traits of living clays, the calcium bentonite. So it's pretty amazing what it can do.
Okay. You know, so in a nutshell, what does it do?
Well, it's a detoxifier, internally and externally. It will get rid of heavy metals, blood poisoning, gangrene, you name it, it'll pull it out. And it heals from the inside out. Wounds, they heal faster than normal. You can use it for skin, acne, eczema, psoriasis, skin rashes, any kind of, I mean, it works on shingles. I know they say there's no cure, and it's not a cure for the shingles, but it does dry them up.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's diaper rash on babies. It's wonderful for babies.
okay.
insect bite, any kind of bite. I don't care if it's a snake bite. You put clay on there, and it's going to start pulling the venom out and take the pain away.
Huh. So now, if you have, like, can you make a paste out of this stuff, Perry? And, like, you were talking about using it on your face. You can make a paste out of this clay and put it on bee stings, snake bites, and stuff like that, like you used to do with baking soda, only it works better than baking soda.
Right, right. You make a paste, you can use it three ways. You can use it as a liquid. You can soak your feet in it. You can take clay baths. You can make it into a mask. We call it the mask, and that's the clay mud, and that's what you use topically. Just put it on your face overnight, and it tightens the skin, pulls out that excess oil, scares acne into next year. It just is really remarkable for that.
Huh. And that works with keloids and stuff like that, too.
Dry powder for excessive bleeding. You know, someone has an accident, the EMS need to have clay because you can just put the clay on there. It'll keep the germs from getting in, and it'll stop the bleeding till you can get to the hospital.
Wow. Yeah, I wish they would do that. But, again, as far as the face goes, does it do anything to get rid of keloids and growths on the skin like that?
Yes, it does some of them, warts, things like that. Little skin tags may dry up and come off. We don't like to get into the cancer word, the C word, but I've known people with the skin that just, you know, every time they walk out in the sun, they get these little skin cancers. If you put clay on your arms and on your head and in your face, it'll keep those from coming up. They'll kind of dry up and fall away before they get big.
Huh. That's amazing. And so now, can you take it internally?
Absolutely. This particular clay, you can. All clays, you can. We have this laboratory tested, and it meets all the requirements, and so it's safe to take internally. It's also, this particular clay is milled to a 400-screen mesh, which is like talcum powder. It's the least gritty clay I've found on the planet. It's the only one I know that is, unless they've started doing it now, following the mill that we use. The only 400-screen mesh clay that I know of. So it's not, it doesn't have a lot of grit to it. All clay has a little bit of grit in it.
Okay, now when you take a bath in this stuff, how long do you have to stay in the tub?
You know, 15 or 20 minutes, but most people like to stay in longer. You get in and relaxes you. Clay baths are just golden. You relax. Huh. It's detoxing your body. It's pulling through the pores of your skin. It's pulling excess radiation. If you've had a lot of radiation for some reason, you know, take some clay baths. And we've had autistic children that get in a clay bath and they calm down immediately. They start making eye contact and they become more verbal in the first clay bath. I mean, the parents notice the minute they get in the clay bath. That's quite outstanding. There was a story of a child that was born with addiction. The mother had been a drug addict and left the baby in an alley, and it went to a foster care home, and they noticed the baby's fingers were turning gray, and it was weeping like pus or something around the fingers. And they called the health department, and they said, "We'll bring the baby in tomorrow." Well, they knew about clay, and they put clay on her hands and put the little teething gloves where they, you know, can't get in their mouth and pull things off, full of clay. And the next morning, the fingers were pink, and all the pus and weeping had gone away. But the baby cried all the time, and they would put him in a clay bath and calm him down immediately. And they kept giving them clay baths three a day to get the toxins, to get these addiction stuff out, to help her through the process. And within 9 days, she was fine and sleeping all night and had gotten rid of the chemicals in her body from her mother.
Wow.
So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. 844-769-2944. If you use clay, particularly what you got from the Power Mall, the calcium bentonite clay by Perrier, if you have this clay, I invite you to call up and share how you're using it. And if you have a question for Perry, well, she's on the phone, and we're going to be here for this this particular segment till the top of the hour. So you have until then to get on the phone and call up and either give us a testimony or tell us how you're using it. I would love to hear from people that are actually buying this product from the Power Mall because we're buying it. And so, you know, I want to have it in hand. I want to actually experience my first clay bath now that we've got the tub hooked up. So, I think we have a 16-ounce size of the clay powder. How much do you actually need to mix up for a bath? Do you mix it up in a blender? How do you mix it up?
Yes, I fill the blender half full of water, put a cup of clay in, and fill it to about an inch of the top, and just get it mixed real good. Go pour it in your bath, rinse the blender out, get all of it in the bath water that you can. Then I always take a cup in the bath with me because it'll kind of settle to the bottom. You need to keep it stirred up, and then I take a cup full and pour it over my head, neck, and shoulders so I get it. I try to get down in the water as much as I can. I just roll a towel behind my head and take a little nap while I'm in there. And you get out. You can be sore from playing tennis or working in the yard all day or doing some extraneous exercise you hadn't done in a long time. Get in a clay bath in 15 minutes, that soreness is just absolutely gone. It pulls out that acetic acid that builds up in your muscles that makes them sore.
Now, what about like arthritis and rheumatism and stuff? Have you heard of people taking clay baths and overcoming all the pain from that?
Not so much the clay baths, but applying it topically, they do. In the knees. I had a lady the other day that said her hands just blew out. They were swollen and hurt. And she had some gloves, and she put the clay on and stuck her hands in the gloves and taped them to her wrist at night. The next morning, the pain was gone and the swelling was down. Drinking it will keep you from getting arthritis. I've been drinking it over 20 years. I'm 83. And I have no arthritis, and I was getting it. I could feel it in my thumb, and I couldn't open jars, and my thumb would ache when the weather changed. And that was about the time I started drinking clay. And then I don't even know when it happened. It was so subtle when it happens, and all of a sudden you think, gee, my thumb hadn't hurt in a long time. I wonder what's going on.
So, wow, 83.
Yes, 83 and with all my joints. Got all my teeth and all my joints and no arthritis or osteoporosis.
Wow. That is amazing. We've got people on the phone, Perry, that are interested in talking to you, and perhaps we can get a testimonial or two. I want people to actually tell me what you're using it for. If you have a question for Perry, please let us know. Patrice in Ohio, you're on the phone with Perry A. What's going on?
Well, I bought it after my snowmobile accident from March 11th and had to have surgery, had a titanium plate and six screws put in, and I'm rehabbing now. I've used it a couple times in the bath, but I really hadn't felt one way or the other from it. The other reason why I bought it, too, was they did a ton of x-rays on me going through this whole thing, so I didn't like that aspect of it. Do you have any suggestions of what is the most helpful for a tibial plateau surgery?
Yes, put it directly on where the surgery was, and it'll heal it in half the time. Just do a poultice of the clay mud and get some Glad press and seal and wrap around. And if it's in a joint area, I had a customer tell me the other day she had an outbreak with her elbow and it was all swollen. And, of course, a joint is hard to put clay on. When you bend your elbows, it'll squish out. So she cut a sock and cut the toe out, and she wrapped it in the press and seal. And then she put the sleeve over it so during the night it wouldn't squish out and get on her bed or sheets or anything. So just cut the toe out of a sock and slip it on it. You know, on your elbow, if you have a knee, get some big socks. It's just for that purpose. And
so how long? Leave it on all night, or
leave it on all night? Yeah, usually by the next morning, it's good. And if you do that, you know, for several days, it'll heal those stitches and it'll take the soreness out. And,
okay.
Speed the process. I've had a lot of people just get home from surgery, and I checked it with the doctor. He gave me some of the dissolving stitches, and it didn't dissolve them. So you could use them.
Yeah, well, I had staples, and they ripped them out, like 30 of them.
Look, if the staples are gone, that would be when I would start using it.
Yeah, well, that didn't
You don't
happen.
Want to leave them on because it might run.
Well, I've been putting, like, manuka oil and some frankincense oil and stuff. The scar is fine. It's just internally, it's stiff.
Okay.
So
use the clay.
Leave it on
it'll
all night.
Yes, ma'am. And if you want to leave it on during the day, you can. You can wear it under your clothes. You just get the Glad and Fresher seal. It's sticks to the dry part of your skin and put the clay in the middle over the area you
mm-hmm.
want. And you can wear it under your clothes.
Okay.
I've had a pinched sciatic nerve and just put one down my back for 2 days and it was gone.
Wow. Well, that's amazing.
Dave,
yes.
I had a question. A couple months ago, I thought you said you were going to do a PDF on something that you had about the clay.
Well, that
and
is, it's,
the
there's a free down,
whatever.
Yeah, there is, as a matter of fact, it's going to be in the email newsletter that you're going to get in your inbox, Patrice, and this is a free
okay.
downloadable PDF booklet. It's a new user's guide to understand some ways to use the clay. And so the poultice and the bathtub mix and all that is there. So when you get your
mm-hmm.
email blast, just download the PDF booklet out of that and it'll give you all the instructions.
Okay, because I didn't get the previous one because they were
right.
messing around with me. So I had to ask
Ow.
You guys to.
Oh, that's no good. Well,
again.
Anyway, yeah, it'll be
yeah.
in your inbox
okay.
today. So we're good to go with that. We appreciate your call. Thank you. Esther in Washington, how are you?
Hello, Dave. Thank you. Thank you for being a conduit for Perry. You have given me the chance to say, Perry A., you have saved my life.
Oh, well, the clay has, not me. I'm the
well,
conduit,
you were the
and
one
thank
that,
you.
Yeah, I listened to a CD that a friend gave me about the living clay, and so I ordered the 5 gallons of it.
Uh-huh.
And you see, I have a pre-existing condition, so and it's inherited, so I cannot take antibodies. They just kill me. But, so, and I was gifted MRSA, and the doctor
oh, no.
told me it was so bad. He said, look, you're going to die from this. You have to take the antibiotics. And I said, they're going to be the most strongest antibiotics, and my body cannot process them. And I'm going to be ill and be dying and then probably be dead for sure. So he said, well, if you don't take them, you're going to die. So I went home. I started to make slurries with the clay. And I learned as I went that I would pack them with oregano. First I'd make the slurry with castor oil, put it on the sore. Then the next layer would be oregano oil, more slurry. And then on the very top, I put crushed garlic because you can't put garlic on your skin. It'll burn holes in your skin. And then I would wrap it up and leave it, you know, for like overnight. And then I'd repeat the process every day on any sores that came up. The sores that were packed, they would diminish, and you could see little lines going out for the virus to seeking at more sores. Of antibiotics, and it took a month, but it was so severe that in the end of the month I developed melancholia, and I had no idea that there is a disease called melancholia. It It's when your whole body just shuts down, and it affects all your nervous system and your brain. And I did flurries, and I drank with Ella Campagna. I was amazed at the difference. But it took 1 month, and I'm here to tell you, you saved my life. Thank you so much.
Well,
and
you're
then,
very welcome.
In 2021, I purposely went to a friend who had COVID, and I got COVID from her. And then I came home, sure enough, 2 weeks, I started to get very ill. Lots of fever, you know, just all the symptoms. And I made packs of living your clay, and I made with castor oil and turpentine this time. And then I would make the slurs and make packs, put them around my neck, around my glands, wrap it with a wool sweat. First put plastic over that, you know, a plastic bag, and then wrap it with a wool scarf. Do the same under my armpit, and then for the soles of my feet, I would put the slurry on there and wrap it with plastic, put wool socks on. Then I would go to bed. I sweated out the fever, and my symptoms were minimal, and that took 2 weeks. And I did the procedure 3 days.
Would you send me that testimonial? That is awesome.
Thanks for
what I would tell people, to put it on your chest. And you know, but that is a great testimonial. I'd love to have that testimonial.
Oh, I'd be more than happy to do that. I could call maybe the Power Hour later and get your information to send it to you.
Yeah.
And that's allowed, and we appreciate it, Esther. Thanks so much for that, because, I mean, that's a testimonial. There's a lot of people out there, I'm sure, you know, from what you just communicated with us, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have similar circumstances that didn't want to take the drugs, didn't have access to the drugs, or in your case, the drugs might have more of an adverse effect. You can't take antibiotics. I know that they were putting a lot of people on COVID on antibiotics, especially the Z-Pak, and then they were doing prednisone. And some of us can tolerate the Z-Pak. It's not a big deal. Other people like yourself, antibiotics just, you know, work adversely and make a mess of things rather than help. Do more harm than good, and they tear up your system, too, because antibiotics, like Joyce talks about in the commercial, just the opposite of probiotics. So, you know, this is a thing where we always appreciate the testimonials, and we thank you so much for your call. If you email support at the Power Hour, I'm sure that our producer will get back in touch with you, and everything will be great. And Perry will appreciate getting your testimonial.
That was a wonderful testimonial, two wonderful testimonials. This is how we learn. Our people are so creative at using it. Really are.
Well, and, you know, half of it is making a poultice. And, you know, this is explained in the PDF booklet. Is that right? That downloadable PDF booklet we're going to be putting out today? Wonderful. You know, those are the things that we need to know, folks. You know, little do you know, that little 1 pound, 16-ounce jar of the detox clay powder, little do you know what you can use that stuff for. And, I mean, this is in case that, you know, if you live out in the country especially and you live a distance away from a hospital or any kind of medical care, and I'm not saying you have to put your faith in medical care because, you know, given everything that Perry's just been telling us and her callers have been telling us, it looks like a lot of these people, you know, came up and got creative in their own way and managed to recover using the living clay. So, we got to love that stuff, Perry. And, of course, none of this, from what I understand, the clay doesn't disrupt your natural flora if you take it internally, and it doesn't work the same as the bentonite.
No, as the sodium bentonite, yeah. It actually helps your gut flora. Now, a few people, because of their constitution, will get constipated taking clay. I've had husband and wives. One was constipated and one was going to the bathroom 3 times a day and so pleased. So it depends on your constitution. But if you get constipated, there's an easy fix. It's in the book. You know, just take care of your janitorial services. I like to use magnesium oxide myself. It really works better than some of the other laxatives that make. And you can cut the tablets in half so you don't get such
if you don't need that much, it's easy to adjust the portions.
Okay, that's great. We got Power Hour J on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you guys? Perry A, I love you. I know we're short of time, so I want to share just a few things. I have known people that's had really bad acid reflux. I get them to drink the clay. It's gone. Acid reflux, heartburn, the works. I do it for facials. Women, this is the same thing that they use in the expensive spas. The bentonite clay, calcium bentonite clay. Do yourself a facial. I make up a mud pack, put it on for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, wash it off. You glow. It's so beautiful. Bee stings. My grandkids have had bee stings. I put it, the clay, with you, mix it with your water, and put it right on the area. I have literally witnessed it with a recluse spider bite on a friend. I gave them the clay and I showed them how to make the pack. I mean, the recluse spiders, they eat into your skin and get to the muscle. And
they
we
do.
Literally cured it and saw it heal. Thank
that is
you.
Great. More testimonials from Power Hour J. We appreciate that. This is the opportunity now to get it 15% off because it's part of the site-wide. So, here you go, folks. Perrier, thanks so much for being with us here on the Power Hour. We appreciate you. And download that PDF booklet, folks, when you get it in your email blast. If you haven't got the email blast, you need to subscribe now. We'll be back with Dr. Brian Artis after this break at the top of the hour here. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Probiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.